So Kenzie was telling you about Backrooms.
Yeah, she told me a little bit.
Dude, I was telling Kenzie, I don't have necessarily dreams about Phasmo and Backrooms, but when I'm falling asleep, like, imagine inside my head there's a bed, and there's my consciousness, and I get in the bed. Now imagine I'm laying in bed, and there's this hamster wheel that is turning, and it powers up a projector that plays memories, and not only memories, but they're like a more dreamlike version of the Backroom. So I'm just like endlessly going down hallways and turning, and I can't find my way out, and I have to get up out of my bed in my head, go over to the hamster and tell him to get off or play something else, like, and I'll give it like basically like a different tape. I'm like, play this instead, like, I think
it's like that stage right before you fall asleep.
Yeah. And then I get back into the bed in my head, and the hamster like basically goes over this little mouth, chucks out what I told it to like think about, and plays that unconsensually again. And I'm like just getting up and having an argument with this hamster in my head, telling it to stop playing these scary video games. It did it with Phasmo, and then it did it immediately with the Backrooms. And I'm not scared when that happened. Like, they're nowhere near a nightmare. Nowhere near a nightmare. But like, I'm just like, bro, these are not comforting thoughts.
Just, I think I had like a nightmare after the first time we played Little Nightmares, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those nightmares.
Yeah, like you're not fully like you didn't fabricate it in your head, or like it's not like a in deep sleep kind of thing.
I used to have nightmares like that when I worked at the movie theater, and it was an endless line of people and me going, did you want butter on this popcorn? Did you want butter on your popcorn? And the line just like was going on for infinity, and I would just keep filling popcorn and asking if they wanted butter, and then I would fall asleep, and I would have that for like a month straight. And my boss, I told him, I was like, I think I need a new job.
I had dreams
when I worked at Walgreens, checking people at Walgreens. Oh, girl. It was so sad.
I'm like, I didn't work the register enough at that place.
Back in the building, literally. Mm-hmm. I've been having so much fun with these spooky video games, and I think it's because they're not just like the jump scare kind. Like, personally, if we were playing a video game and it was just jump scare, like, and there's no like goal in mind, no puzzle, no finish line, no race, like nothing to like achieve, I'd probably be a little bit more just like not happy with it. But Kenzie keeps showing me these games that like do something to my kind of autism, and I love it.
I don't think there's any horror games where you just walk around.
I bet you're not
at least trying to escape.
I'm sure like slasher movies probably have crappy games that are like that, but those, you like thrillers, not horrors.
I feel like I've seen some like reels or TikToks of like Roblox quality games where like you're just being chased by something, and like
I think those are literally Roblox games.
Like, but like all it is something's chasing you, and like you're running around these backroom looking things, and it always gets the person at the end, and I'm like, I could not play one of those.
Yeah, that shit's on Roblox. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
Bring us in, Kinsey.
You're listening to Post Credit Depression.
Can you at least act happy to be here?
I am happy, bro. Where we focus on this week's current hyperfixation. What is it, guys?
My current hyperfixation.
Oh, wait, stop it. Kinsey, what?
Have you ever seen that comedian where he does this thing at the beginning every show where he goes, can I get a, and one of his people have to go LOL, and he gets another one, they go ha ha ha, and there's a few that he does right, and they always
Y-B-E-R-P-U-N-K.
He's like, we do this every time, why aren't you guys getting this right? And that's how I feel with the intro. You're listening.
My current hyperfixation.
No, this is not, what are we doing?
It's Phasmophobia.
Hyperfixation.
And scary games. That's my.
And my name is Mariah, and my fun fact is I just bought a bunch of new socks.
My name is Kaylin, and I like Phasmophobia now.
My name is Kinsey, and I forced Kaylin to play all the scary games I like, and I'm going to do it to Mariah, too.
And Mariah, how dare you just name drop socks without name dropping what you got, like, bitch.
I got socks that have pigs on them.
Not just any pigs. She got, like, not just the pink ones, but some of them are, like, the speckled ones that look really cute.
Though they're, like, the dark brownish black pigs, and they actually have sweaters, pink sweaters on them.
They also have the ones with the dots on the side.
That seems a little
They're actually
redundant.
More complicated than just pigs because they've got pink sweaters on them.
It's like when we got those zebra socks where they were all black and white, but one zebra had a rainbow mohawk. Those were perfect.
Yeah, I like my funky socks. So, I think that they're both cute in concept. If they had specs, if they were just pigs with specs, but I like that they have little sweaters on too.
This is a great day.
Well, Kaylin, what are you showing us this week?
Cyberpunk. Only Cyber. First 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Maya's breathing.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a busy, busy week, so we're about to cover the other 5 later, but, like, I mean, it's still pretty sad, huh? Just for starting out.
Oh, yeah, the show's actually pretty crazy. I'm enjoying it so far, though.
Yeah, I liked the show. I actually still like it, even with what I'm about to just say. But damn, it was fucking sad already. It's like one of those shows that, like, you gotta be careful about your vibrational frequency watching.
Cause dude, I eat that shit up.
That's why I didn't show a silent voice, because, like, I'm like, that's a little deep, a little triggering. It's like got some
tones. What's a silent voice?
It's about this deaf girl who gets bullied, but there's, like, another former bully who, struggles with suicidal thoughts.
Oh. Because
he hates himself.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't have to die today. Nice. Yeah, no, the show is definitely sad, but it's definitely, like, a show that I, like, my type of show. I really like the content. I like the colors. I like the dynamic characters in it.
Mm-hmm. So, literally, I have never played the video games.
I agree as well. All the visuals were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My only gripe was, like, I like the intricate world. This isn't, like, a real gripe, actually, but, like, I like how, you know, the dystopian world that they live in. Ignore my hands, Kinsey. I see you. I wish, I know that they are slowly explaining the content of this world, but I just wish I had, like, a narrator or someone come in when they're talking and explain to me what the fuck is happening sometimes.
See,
I want to know the lore. Like, I understand that we've got robot body parts. Okay, explain to me in detail, or someone that comes out of the picture, like the doctor would have been great while they were implanting him, to be like, in this world, we blah, 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 and this and blah, 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 and this is why this exists and blah, 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 blah. Like, I can piece things together myself at a slower rate, but I just wish that there was a moment where they explained in more detail about certain things.
I'm used to anime giving it to me on a silver platter, and I didn't like having to figure it out.
They didn't, because, like, this is based on a video game, so it's like basically, the video games have already done explained it. This is, like, a story within that same universe. So I feel like that's why so I had Colin, Mr. Veteran, explain stuff to me when I had questions as we went. And he was actually telling me how, like, there's just different layers to different stories and, like, where this layer fell in that world, which was kind of cool.
Well, it's more like, I want to know, like, why the world exists the way it does now, which obviously I'm sure the game explains that. I didn't know that it was a game. But, like, while I was watching it, I just wanted them to explain, like, this is why we live the way we do now. Like, how did we get to the point where robots were so... Not robots, but you know what I mean? Like, robots were so important. Technology was as important as it is.
One moment. Colin?
You're asking about the setting?
Come here, Colin.
Just one moment. I'm fact-checking.
Right. Everyone remember Colin. He guest appeared on an episode in, like, episode 4.
Surprise guest. I wasn't expecting you. What was your question again, Mariah?
So, basically, I don't mind the world building and trying to figure out things on my own accord, but I wish I had more understanding of, like, the background of how we got to this, like, post-technology world they live in, maybe, or, like, you know, like, who was the first person to put robot body parts on their body and it became a normal thing, basically. Not that in detail, but just, like, the gist.
Also, how did we get to such a horrible, like,
world where we are having transaction. We're like, you're poor, so we're not gonna save you.
Well,
like that shit.
Cyberpunk came out in the 70s or 80s, and it's based on a tabletop role-playing game of the same name. And the story is, it's basically just years of technological advancements, similar to, like, Blade Runner and stuff back in the 80s, they're like, oh, by 2020, there's going to be flying cars. So
there's no, patient zero, really?
No, not really. It's just general advancement of technology, and it's something that we're already seeing now with, Neuralink and stuff.
Jesus and we're Christ. Seeing people fucking robots. So
it's yeah,
we're
seeing AI take over. It's just very slowly going towards that.
We're already heading there, guys.
And as for why it's so bad, this is post massive resource wars worldwide.
And it's post the Industrial Revolution of the cyberpunk world.
Not necessarily. It's resource wars because they've already colonized other planets and stuff. But there's still a lack of resources on Earth, so a bunch of cities have kind of conglomerated into larger places, and Night City's on the West Coast, or at least near the West Coast, and it's a conglomeration of L.A. and Las Vegas and everything into one gigantic city.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So we've only seen 5 episodes. Where does this storyline fall in line with others? Without spoiling the end at all, you said that there's people in the military, you said there's people in like this is focusing on the poverty level and the edge runners, but there's other people, other storylines elsewhere in the world.
Well, yeah, there's plenty of different stories. There's people from all different walks of life that are shown throughout the games and stuff. And this is just showing a typical person that's you're not in a family of money, or you're not in corporate and stuff like that, or you're not a show for the military. You're just a normal, everyday person.
Thank you. That is helpful. I was doing a weak job
representing it. That is helpful.
Probably because I've never played the game.
It helps when Colin eavesdrops sometimes.
They said it helped, Colin. What'd you say?
That there's a vibrating dildo weapon called Sir Falastiff in the game.
I'm not telling them that. He said there's a vibrating dildo weapon in the game.
Oh my god.
It's called Sir Falastiff.
Sir Falastiff. Oh my god. Anyways, let's just get on with episode 1 where his mom fucking died right at the beginning and very mundanely in a car. It wasn't a demon slayer the main villain killed my entire family. It was just, yep, she's gone.
Man,
they give a build-up she was going to die. But I did expect her to die in a more traumatic way than a car accident.
I think what got me the first time I saw it is that, one, the ambulance, didn't get them because they weren't insured. Two, she was stable for a second and we're okay, cool, she lived. Okay, wasn't expecting her to... survive. And then, just kidding, she's actually dead, so.
And they said that she could have survived if they had a bigger package. Like whatever package they were worth paying for.
Yeah, from that moment, I kind of got a gist of what the fuck I was watching. I was like, oh, got it. We're letting people die. Insurance, not enough money, so you don't get to be alive, basically.
Also,
I understood.
It looked like a fucking butcher shop. That's how fucking... bad off and third world it fucking looked like.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a fan. That scares me to think that we could live in a world like that.
You know, when I see fiction that shows that though, very unfiltered, it's such a reflection of like I know currently, technically, if let's say something like that were to happen, you're supposed to do everything you can to save them, but then all of the monetary attachments to it, my brother got helicoptered with no insurance and that he's got a bill, an outstanding bill over his head for that.
Yeah, but so imagine just because he didn't have insurance, they just left him there.
I mean, that is the difference in this show. And it's just, it's something to think about, you know?
Yeah, I think I'd take some debt than them just letting me suffer and die.
So yeah, then his mom died and then he got... this weapon, the spine looking thing.
I really thought it was cool, but in general, I do think I prefer animes to just tell me what's going on. So I didn't know how cool it really was yet until we started watching more episodes and finding out that that crazy guy in the video he watched was the one that had it prior. But also, I thought it was the really cool big guy. What's his name? In the Main. Gang. What?
Main.
I thought it was his, so I don't really know why it was on that other big guy that died.
Well, I think it wasn't his as in, like, he had it before. He was trying to get his hands on it.
Yeah, like, it wasn't on his body. He just wanted it because it's a lot of value.
And the mother was secretly making these, like, nice-ass mech things on her own time, and she probably baby-snatched it off of that guy when...
when she was being an EMT. She was like, dead body.
She yanked it. I also thought it was crazy that when he was in that ambulance, I know this is just a slight jump forward, and the girl was with him, and the person was like, hold on, this is some nice-ass machinery. Get the fuck out of here. This is mine. I was like,
dude, they basically, like, it's like a city where they, like, if they wanted to steal your organs instead of save your life, they would.
They would. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have much opinion about, like, I mean, I saw that his new gear was, like, pretty cool. Obviously, it really helps him with his fighting. But it doesn't feel like, at least where we're at in the story, up until that last episode, that it was important to his storyline that he had this really cool tech. Because, like, he obviously can't use it to its full capacity yet.
Yeah, I mean, what's cool, I always love main characters where they have something special. They can do something a little different. Like, you know, he can use it several times in a row before he wears out on it, whereas, like, people were saying how, like, you'd go cyber psycho way faster, or you would not be able to power it up so many times.
Yeah, I guess I was just expecting, like, for him to have, like, main character energy where he would obviously be different and have, like, the extra strength with it, so I, like, wasn't as surprised by it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yeah, man.
And I know we're kind of jumping around, so I hope you're fine with that. When that homeless person was peeing off the side of that thing, and then he went crazy and busted that man's face off, why did he go crazy?
So, in this world, basically, and it's interesting. Like, I can't wait till we watch the next five so we can talk about Cyber Psycho. But, like, think about it like this. Like, we are biological organisms. So we keep taking away the human part, putting in the robot part. You start to lose a little bit of your humanity, and the cyber parts just do something to your brain over time where it just makes you go fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, okay, the more upgrades you get, the crazier it makes you, which is why, like, they keep telling each other, like, dude, you want to slow down, you're going to go psycho, you know? But... that's why I don't know if you guys remembered this, but the head of the school, they want to get in contact with him because they're like, wait, he can power up the San Betistan without wearing down. He might be really good for testing because he might have a higher tolerance before going cyber psycho. So now they want his ass.
Yeah, they want to, like, experiment on his ass because they don't actually...
I forgot about the school for a second. Obviously, mm-hmm. They're going to be coming back.
I love how he didn't give a fuck about his son. He's like, actually, call him in. Promise him a scholarship. Let's get him back in here.
Money talks, man. Money talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's funny because you see, like, a bunch of people... I feel like people have actually already lost their humanity before they go cyber psycho based off of the way that they act, and they don't give a fuck about other people. That's why this show is kind of hard to watch. It's like... I felt like
it's real life.
It totally is real life, but I also think there's a lot of good in the world. That's how I like to look at it. So it was just like kind of rough watching, like, so many people in this show be such, like, shitty people. And even Maine said to him, he said, "You can never trust anybody fully but yourself. Like, don't even trust me." And I'm just like, that's foreshadowing, first of all. Second of all, that's rude as fuck. Like, can y'all give a shit about someone else other than yourself? Like, I didn't like that.
I do like Ming's character I get what you're saying, but I see him as someone who has seen people burn each other, and he's probably telling them that to give him, like, a hard lesson, because I thoroughly like his character. Like, even the way that he is, like, you know, even though he's a rookie, they split the job, like, equally, and he's like, everybody gets an equal cut, that's the only way I run things. He clearly cared about Gloria, besides the fact that he didn't check on her. Like, you just thought she immediately ghosted you. That sounded like some trust issues. But I don't know. He seems to really care about the people around him.
Yeah, I guess just in a distant way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gives, like, this confirmation of, like, the world we live in. Like, if I gave you a magical pill that was like, here you go, if you take this pill, you can have power, but, like, you'll probably lose some of your humanity. Think about how many people in this world would take that pill. And that's what's crazy to think about.
Well, what else is crazy to think about is, think about, like, a city that isn't optimized for, like, walking or biking, where you have to rely on a car. Like, you have to pay into the insurance. You have to get a car to go places. I feel like in a world like this, when everybody else around you is like upgrading their fucking bodies into these cyber things, I feel like the only way to keep up and survive is to do it to yourself. And you got to keep constantly doing it, like get more money. Like, that's the only way you can do the jobs, is to upgrade your body, get more money, and then you put that money back into upgrading, and it just keeps going and going.
Yeah, it felt like a very accurate depiction of the hamster wheel basically every American is on, of like, I need this to make my life better, but when I get it, I have to pay it off for 30 years or some shit like that, and I'm constantly working just to live, just to survive, and it just, I guess it's called the rat race, actually, and it's just
the rat race.
It feels mm-hmm. upsetting, because people who have exuberant money, don't even know what to do with the money because they have so much of it, that they just start like finding very sick and twisted ways to enjoy themselves, when it's like, bro, if you literally would have just had a balance in your life, you could have been happy. But I don't know what it is that like people don't want people to have equal and happy, loving like lives, you know? Like,
you know, I was gonna bring up the girls in the show next, but while you're on that topic, that's kind of where we had left off in the show, was that whole, the head of the school was seeking out that, like, you know, bad videos from the filmmaker or whatever. Like, he sells like kind of illegal videos to people, you know, like you said, with sick, twisted minds and imaginations, and they have a shit ton of money for it. I think this is exactly that kind of world to, you know, overindulge in one way or another.
Yeah, are we not going to question how our main character likes watching that intense stuff? Like, I think that's a little alarming. I don't think that's cool about him.
No, like, I think there's lots of things with David that's, like, not, what's it called? Not best main character vibes. Like, he's not, like, a great person.
Like, the morals.
Yeah. And I think that he is, like, I don't know, he's handling, like, probably, even before the death of his mom, I don't think he ever felt like he fit in. And then now that she's gone, he can kind of just do whatever he wants. I think he is kind of escaping from all of those, like, feelings or growth or anything. Well, if you break down human
psychology, it looked like his mom was never home because she was working two jobs secretly, the second one. Also, he clearly didn't have a father figure at home, so Mans was just living it up.
Mm-hmm.
And all the media he consumed was just from those videos.
Girl, he also has no friends, which is weird. Today. Literally. I don't fucking know how to say hi.
Bro, you don't know how to say hi? Come on.
Like, also, why doesn't he have friends? It's because he went to that stupid school. That's probably why, but...
But you couldn't find some friends around the corner?
Not in that neighborhood.
Maybe a few corners down? I don't know. Like, I was friends with all the kids, like, near my house, or, like, you know, there's always kids I was hanging out with outside.
I mean, that's the thing, though, is it's dangerous. So you might have had friends and then they were, like, randomly gone or moved or something. And then
they were dead.
Well, not just dead, but, like, they might have moved out of the, because it wasn't safe. Like, you know, there's so many inconsistencies with the unsafe environment that, you know, it's probably harder to make friends like that.
I'm just saying, there's got to be some kids in that area. Like, it's not zero. And mm-hmm. the man wasn't going outside to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, who is your guys' favorite girl?
Lucy.
Mine's Rebecca.
I know you said that we'd like Rebecca, and everyone else said we'd like Rebecca. I can't help but admit that Lucy was hot.
No, she got a great color palette. Rebecca's still number one.
I think maybe we don't know Rebecca well enough yet.
Rebecca is a sweetheart. Lucy is an emo.
Lucy also seemed like, I'm not about to trust her in a couple episodes, but I'm still here for it.
I liked
Lucy. I don't
Excuse me?
I don't like the relationship that David and Lucy have, it doesn't feel like either of them really like each other.
It feels like they're leaning on one another. It feels like in a place of codependency. I feel like that's how like toxic relationships start. Like, he's already not okay, clearly, as we've seen from his background emotionally. She's not okay, but I think they want to feel safe and understood, so that's why they're with one another. I don't really see chemistry besides physical chemistry.
Yeah. You know? I forgot to mention that this is made by Trigger Studio. They are the same ones who made Promare, which, like, the hair color for me of Lucy gives me big Trigger Studio vibes and the art style. But she's a very cool design character.
Well, I'm, like, crazy about Lucy. I love her design. I kind of got, what's her name? I think her name is Gwen from Spider-Verse.
Yeah. It
basically just the cyberpunk version of her.
Mm-hmm.
I really like how good she is at fighting. Her color palette's amazing. I think her personality's okay. Like, I'm not crazy about her personality, but I love her design that much that that's why she's my fave. But Rebecca's personality and her design.
I wanted to mention my thing with Lucy, and I still like Lucy's character, but I felt a little bit let down because I was feeling like very confident, mysterious girl in the beginning, and then like. It's like the second that her secret got out that she's a part of a gang and like she was about to sell him over, her personality just like dived into really sad girl, like emo girl, which is like, that's fine. It's just she was acting so crazy and like, I don't know.
It just was
like,
hot?
Yeah. Crazy, confident. Like when she saved him from the ambulance, I was like, oh my God, this girl's wild. And I don't know. I think sad girl's still fine.
Maybe that's the truth to Manic Pixie Dream Girls, and you gotta be nicer to them.
I just wish they would have maybe, like, give us sprinkles of that same energy we got in the beginning, like, you know, her being a little bit more playful.
Yeah, I think she's kind of emo too much of the time. Like, come on, where's the... Can I see some craziness, you know?
It just happened out of nowhere. Like, I feel like with Rebecca, you get a pretty consistent energy. It's almost like... Lucy would be the cat and Rebecca's definitely the puppy dog, but it's like she was a cat that gave off like, I don't know. At the beginning it was like puppy cat, like Lucy could have been both, and then now she's just cat.
Yeah, I just think she's so cool. I like her design, so that's why I still prefer her over Rebecca, but I still really like Rebecca. Well, I have a feeling that every character in this show is gonna die.
Yeah, I got bad feelings about what's up to come.
We should just put money down right now on the podcast. I'm saying nothing. I'm not going to respond or react to anything. Kenzie, what's your bets?
Well, I won't say what my other one was because you said it was wrong, so this is my new one. I think everyone's going to die and David's going to get stuck on the moon.
Okay. Mariah?
For sure, our main man, the big buff guy, is gonna die, like, soon.
I know his shit keeps getting fucked up.
Like, soon, he's dying.
Probably next episode.
Which is sad, because he's a really good father figure for David.
Now I want to watch Treasure Planet.
Why?
Because it's the ultimate story about a father figure.
I love Treasure Planet.
I don't think I ever got to watch Treasure Planet all the way through. I only got to see some.
Oh, me! That is like the most underrated Disney film of all times. Like, not to make this podcast about that.
Well, I'm excited to watch more, Kaylin. I told Kaylin that I was going to watch more if we talked more about it or not. I was planning on finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah, I know. I know we had like a really busy like period. Like, a lot's been going on. 10 episodes probably would have given us a lot more to talk about, but I was fine with doing 5 just to kind of get us through life. So please stay tuned, guys, for the part 2 of Cyberpunk. Maybe I'll make you watch Treasure Planet and we can compare the two.
Yes.
That'll give us more to talk about.
No, I think once we finish all of them, we'll have more to, like, because we'll probably reference these first 5 episodes in the future again once we know more.
Yeah, I didn't really pick a really great, like, basically, if we would have started episode 6, we would have been getting into, like, the beginning of the end, if that makes sense. What's so
the,
I didn't want to.
I felt like was really good. Don't worry.
Yeah, I didn't want to start somewhere where we needed to maybe pick up later, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I want to be best friends with David.
Why? He's like the kind of best friend that would, like, I don't know.
You into drugs.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys knew the people I was friends with before college.
He'd also be the kind of friend that, like, would forget your birthday because, like, he was too busy, like, upgrading his fucking arm.
I think we'd be friends in another world.
You'd be like, my birthday party's on Saturday, David. And then he's like, I need to go upgrade this arm. And then, like, not even thinking about you, he's like, yeah, I see an arm over there. I'm going to go upgrade it right now.
We wouldn't be, like, best friends, but, like, we'd be friends when I want to do dumb shit. I have friends for those occasions.
I like how Mariah's got this bad boy side.
I have friends for when I want to do stupid stuff.
Mariah, you look so good with that hair.
Thank you.
Let's put her in a cage.
Who?
Never let her hang out with anyone else.
Well, I guess in celebration of Bieber Jr. on his way, or their way, we will cover
the Biebers. Came up with it on the fly because we were literally talking about his baby. But
well,
then
be a believer after these 2 weeks.
Dude, I'll tell them the story about how I asked Kinsey on the way to the beach, like, hey, Kinsey, what's up with Hailey Bieber? Why don't people like her? And, like, I got, like, a whole PowerPoint presentation, like a TED Talk worth. She had me sold.
Yeah. Well, I don't think people should hate Hailey Bieber. I think she, from what I can see on the outside looking in,
she's done some not cool things, though.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, I think people hate on her more than Justin Bieber for their relationship, when I feel like maybe they should stop blaming the woman as much.
Yeah. I see that point.
But now Kaylin's going to be exposed to the swag that is Justin Bieber.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
How do you know that song?
That was everywhere.
Yeah, that
everywhere.
Was but like, you want to sit down and be 13.
Like 2013.
When I met you, girl, my heart went knock, knock.
Not them butterflies in my stomach won't stop. And even though love's a struggle, love is all we got.
Let me tell you, One Less Lonely Girl, I didn't care for Justin when One Time came out. One Less Lonely Girl dropped, and I was like, he said, how many, oh, I just forgot the words.
You don't sound like you are a believer after all.
Like, how many tears you let hit the floor? The part before that where he's like, how many promises? Be honest, girl. Like, he literally says, he's 15, and he's telling this girl, how many dates did he bail on? How many times you cried over him? How many times has he just decided to not show up?
Justin Bieber acting like he's like 27 in that song with actual experience when he probably had dated like one girl.
Literally.
That's when, like, but you just pull up and you're like, all right, songwriters, what am
like,
I singing?
Yes, yes, they didn't care about me, but you do.
Dude, I can't believe there's people out there that are amazing at writing songs. Like, they figured it out. They got it down to an art. They can become well-renowned enough, and then they're just like, all right, what celebrities want to sing it?
Yeah.
Because that's, like, 90% of, like,
yeah, they'd be like,
musicians.
I'm done with this. Let me just sell this song. Like, I'm...
Well, I'm talking about, like, 90% of celebrities just be picking up, you know, all right, write me a song.
And then they'd be acting like Miss JoJo Siwa, that they wrote it.
Well, talk to you guys next week.